Speaking of shit.
Oh, what? What?
Am I the... This one's so bad. I can already tell.
Stop picking these stories for me.
You know the theme.
No, I didn't until like I sat down on the couch.
Not funny. Haha. Funny. Weird. No, embrace it.
Mental breakdown.
Well, both.
Okay, fine.
This one might be mental breakdown. I haven't read this one at all. I saw the title and immediately knew it was necessary. And we haven't had a poop story for quite some time.
Okay, for the record.
I've been going easy on all of you that don't like poop.
I hate poop stories, so I'm with you guys.
This one might be good.
Okay, sure.
It does say not safe for work, so fair warning if you're listening at work. Maybe skip.
Uh-oh. Wait, when it says not safe, sorry, when it says not safe for work.
It typically has to do with like adult content.
I just apologized to the camera like it was a person. Did you see that?
It's our family.
I know it's our family, but I like treated it. I looked at it and I was like, sorry. Okay. All right. My bad.
I like it. Yeah. I'm just dying over here. Allergies. I've taken so many allergy pills today too. Like, what's happening?
You just need to like be sedated.
Yeah.
Sorry. For legal purposes, that was a joke.
Knock me out.
Sedator.
No, but like, why are allergies this bad?
Honestly.
What did I do to you, pollen?
It's allergy season. Aren't you supposed to eat honey or drink honey?
Oh, I've been eating bee pollen like it's nobody's
That's
business.
That's what it was. Put it in your smoothies.
Oh, I've been acai bowls. I dropped some in my coffee. Put it in a yogurt. Maybe I'm having too much bee pollen.
Maybe.
Fuck. Okay. Back to the poop.
Sorry.
Am I the asshole for charging my roommate for brand new sheets and a mattress? $3,500.
Jesus.
After his buddies had sex on my bed and got poop to bleed into the mattress. I'm so sorry for what I'm about to do to us all.
$3,500 mattress. I couldn't move on past it.
And the sheets. They must have been Brooklinen. They are really nice.
Not
sheets.
An ad, but they must have been Brooklinen.
They're so nice. I like really wish they still sponsored because I'm like, I want.
Oh, they
more.
Don't anymore.
They typically like you only buy like.
I was
a
like,
ads.
In that case, it's Casper.
I'll take a bed. They typically only buy a couple ads and then they move on to the next podcast. Aww. But I'm like, come back. I fucking love your sheets.
Not an ad. I got the comforter and it's really good.
I know.
Truly, I would never plug something that I don't believe in.
I know. I try everything before I talk about it.
For sure. No, you're real.
Here we go.
Okay.
I have this roommate. Let's call him Darian. Darian. Why did it have to be Darian?
It's so specific. Okay.
Darian and I before this had a bit of a tense relationship. Darian constantly uses and disrespects my stuff. He leaves dishes out to soak. Multiple times has drank my expensive alcohol. So already before this event, we weren't on good terms. And I've already told him multiple times as well, please respect my belongings. Over the weekend, I was out for a work event. And apparently, Darian invited some of his friends / lovers over. He told...
Sorry. Friends and or and or lovers.
He was having an orgy. Just yeah. Put it out there.
Multiple lovers.
Okay. He told me before that they might crash the night. I told him that's fine. Well, when I come back, I notice my sheets are weirdly misplaced and I investigate. And when I lift up the sheets, there is a disgusting smell. All caps. And I look. And there are brown stains on my bed sheets and in my special mattress. I flip out. I take pictures of all the damages. I confront him. And he is like, oh, sorry, man. It was some of my friends and they didn't know. I tell him he needs to pay me and he can get the money from his friends. But this is on him. They were his guests. And if he refuses to, I'll first contact his parents and then I'll go to small claims court. He is saying he will pay for the bed sheets, but not the mattress. That the stain he will clean out, and that the mattress is too expensive. The mattress is around 3.5K. I told him I do not want to sleep on a shitty mattress, and after he pays me, he can have the mattress. He starts saying that I am being homophobic, that if a straight couple had sex on my bed, that I wouldn't be threatening them with small claims court. I am like, if they pooped on my bed, then yes, I would.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, it is just gross to think of sleeping on this bed. and it has a special cooling technology. So if I put the mattress topper on top of it, it completely ruins the effect. That's all they wrote.
That's all he wrote?
The end.
What?
I'm going off screenshots. Let me go find the actual thing.
That's it? What was the original question? Am I the asshole for asking my roommate to pay?
Original question is, am I the asshole for charging my roommate for brand new bed sheets and a mattress, $3,500, after his buddies had sex on my bed and got poop to bleed into the mattress?
No. No, you're not the asshole. I don't even feel like I need to explain this one. If you break it, what? You buy it. If you poop on it, you buy it. Yeah, like, it doesn't matter if it was a hetero. Like, it doesn't matter who had sex on the mattress.
I think he's just mad about the shit.
I don't think he cares who, what, whatever happened. Like, if it were me, I would absolutely charge my, absolutely. They were not my guests. It was not my problem, not my responsibility, out of my control. They ruined my property that exceeds thousands of dollars.
Isn't that a felony at that point? It isn't like over $1,000. It like gets
it's grand larceny, but that's for theft. So I don't know if that would have implied a damaged goods. I don't know. There's probably you could absolutely take that to small claims court.
We need your twin legal baddie on.
Legal baddie, come on. Tell us. I don't know. I mean, regardless of the legal implications, like, first and foremost, it's just a shitty thing to do. No pun intended. It's just a shitty thing to do to someone. But two, like, It there has to be some implications here. There has to be recourse. You ruined somebody's goods.
Yeah.
And I get it. It was your buddies. I get it. It wasn't directly your fault. But like, if I have you over or any guests and you guys break something of Danielle's, I have to replace that.
Yeah.
I might be like, hey, Morgan, you broke that vase. It's Danielle's. It's $100. Like, do you mind? I would probably ask you, like, do you mind splitting it? Whatever. Because...
Or you broke it.
You're my friend and you technically did it. But like, if it was like something where, you know, I don't know, most of the time I would probably just be like, they're my guests, I'll take the responsibility kind of thing. But anyway, long-winded way of saying, like, it should be obvious that falls on the responsibility of the roommate who hosted the gathering when these events took place. It's just an obvious thing. You ruin something that belongs to somebody. You need to replace it. And cleaning it, I'm sorry, like, he could argue, well, I cleaned it. That's good enough. No, it's not, because that's disgusting. It's like a sanitary issue. There's a reason why you can't resell mattresses once they've been opened. Like,
yeah,
you sleep on it. You cannot just have bodily fluids on it that are not yours.
No, poop gets thrown in a biohazard bag at a hospital.
Yeah.
And we literally use the same puppy pads on human beds at hospitals.
Dang.
And we roll it up and it goes in a biohazard box.
Yeah. And it's a comfort thing. Like, if he's not comfortable with the mattress, because technically it's not the same mattress, like, it's been ruined. Like, there's this cooling technology that he has. Like,
he must have a Casper.
I was thinking Casper when you said the cooling technology. But I don't know. To me, this is a no-brainer. I don't see how this guy doesn't take responsibility for it.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing, right? Like, Darian has... already kind of disrespected other belongings.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Drank my expensive alcohol. So like, this is just me, maybe. But in college and like at a lot of the places I lived, because I did have a roommate that used to let people sleep in my bed. And I told her I was not okay with it.
Yeah.
And after that happened, guess who changed the lock on the door? That I put a lock on my door. It's so easy to do this. So if any of you out there have roommates that are like Darian and cross boundaries, go to Home Depot, buy a lock that has a key, and you can put it on with a couple screws. Mm. So I had a key for my room. So anytime I was gone on the weekends, shit got locked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would never let anyone sleep in my bed.
Yeah. I mean, that's a personal preference. There's like, when I lived with my friends, like Lauren and Sarah, we would always ask, hey, if like Sarah was out of town for the weekend, or if I was out of town for the weekend, Sarah would be like, hey, Chill's going to be in town in LA this weekend. Would you mind if she sleeps in your bed?
Yeah.
And that's it's a choice. And the answer would vary. Most of the times it was, yeah, I don't care. Sometimes it'd be like, you know what? I just washed my bedding. Like,
if I don't want to deal with that.
I don't really want to deal with it. Like, unless you're going to clean it all, whatever. But most of the time it was, yeah. But anyway, this is a personal preference. You know, you can't like force that upon someone else.
I completely agree.
And Dorian's just disrespectful. I would never drink somebody else's alcohol without asking. And regardless of the price, I mean, drinking somebody else's alcohol or eating somebody else's food is disrespectful.
Yeah.
But especially if it's like something expensive, I mean, have a little class.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't be living with him anymore.
No, for sure.
Top comment on this one, basically what we've said. Not the asshole. As if the issue is gay sex and not shit in the bed.
Yeah.
Sounds like you need to find a new roommate.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's like a lack of respect here. And it feels like Darian can't take responsibility. Whatever. And that's like a huge red flag. You don't want to live with someone who cannot take responsibility for their actions. Mm-hmm. It's not even like he's like, you're right. Falling on his sword. That was so messed up of me. I owe you this. Let me take care of it. Let me make it right.
Yeah.
He doesn't see what's wrong here and is trying to like gaslight him into thinking he's like homophobic about it. To me, that's a roommate that doesn't respect you and also just can't be held accountable. And this isn't going to be the last of it. It'll be something else.
Yeah. Also, like, I don't think someone who is homophobic would have lived with a gay person in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess I can't speak to that.
I'm not homophobic. I wouldn't really know.
But I wouldn't. Yeah.
Just a hunch. Like, yeah. Especially after like finding out like, oh, maybe they didn't know up front, but then like.
It just seems like he's deflecting.
It's a fucking deflection.
Yeah.
It's
like
a tactic.
Yeah. He just wanted to throw something back at him.
Yeah. Time to move out.
That wasn't that bad. They made it seem like it was going to be.
I made it seem like it was going to be really bad.
Well, they said like not for work. So you didn't make it seem bad.
No.
They made it seem
bad. Some people can't talk about shit at work.
Yeah. I mean, no. I prefer not to.
Yeah.